Hi everyone, welcome back to A Cup of Cozy. My name is Oriana.
And I'm Wanda.
Today we're going to be doing a topic that my mom has already spoken about somewhere. She's going to tell you a little bit about it right now.
So good morning. We had another northeast cold, wet,
this was stupid,
snowy, crazy nonsense for about an hour and a half. The snow didn't stick. It just rained a lot. It was put a chill in the air, but it has all stopped.
And talk about the fact that, like, for the past like 3 days, it's been like 1 inch, 1 to 3. 3 to 4, 4, 1 to 3, 1, less than an inch.
Yeah, we have determined, a friend of mine, and probably everybody that hears this podcast, being a weather person is the only six-figure income that you get paid to be wrong. And there's no repercussions. You're wrong, you're wrong. It's like, oopsie,
they will,
storm chains. Oopsie, wind chains.
They will literally be like, it's sunny outside, and you are looking out the window, and there's like rain.
Right.
And I'm like,
And they can cover over it because, like I said, they just say things like, oh, went out to sea, change direction. So, okay, fine. So we spent billions of dollars on weather satellites that do nothing. Excellent. So anyway, this topic came from, if those of you that don't know, I was born and raised in New York, and I moved to Long Beach. My parents used to vacation there in the summer, and then we moved there full time when I was 14 years old. And it was a wonderful place for me to spend my teenage years. It was a wonderful place for me to grow up because everything was all inclusive. Everybody knew everybody. Everybody knew everybody's family. There was so much to do, as I've talked about. But that's not what this podcast is about. I asked the people, because I run a group that is Long Beach High School graduates. And it is about everything to do with Long Beach High School. It's not exclusive to just the high school, but just the general feeling of growing up in Long Beach.
If you didn't know, this is Long Beach, New York, by the way. My mom, like,
right,
didn't
not California.
California.
But I asked all the people on the group, and there's over 700 of us on this group. And I asked, what is one thing you did in college that you wish that you wish you would have done differently? Or that you didn't do that you wish you would have done, or that you did do that you wished you wouldn't have done. And I got such an eclectic, diverse amount of feedback from everybody. And I said that I wished I wasn't as shy, and that I kind of let more people into my life, friends. Because there are some friends that I have now from high school. I wasn't friends with them in high school. I didn't care about being friends with them. And now I love them, and they're very special to me and very close to me. And I wish that I had made the effort to not keep my group of high school friends so small and expand it into more people to get to know. So we thought there'd be a good podcast topic today. It doesn't have to be just high school. What is something you did as your younger self you wish you hadn't done? Or what is something you didn't do as your younger self that you wish you had done? So I'll let you do that, and then I'll talk a little bit more about what people said.
So for me, not having a traditional high school experience, being homeschooled from eighth grade on, you know, it does change things, but I can still give a dynamic because I was still put in situations that were
high school-like. Right,
but it doesn't
have to have high school, yeah.
And I did still go to middle school and elementary school, but there is something that really, really stands out, and I think it will be impactful for other people that are maybe still in school. Or, you know, maybe you want to go back to school. But for me, I wish I took the actual, like, aspect of school a bit more seriously.
That's very funny because one of my dear friends said
she
wished she paid attention more in school. And she wished she took school serious. Like, school is a good thing. It is going to benefit me. Not like, oh, what a drag. I don't get to do what I want.
Right.
It's school.
I was that person that I did look at school strictly socialization wise and as almost like, well, like, I don't have anything better to do right now. And I didn't think that way necessarily when I was in elementary school because, like, you know, you're in elementary school, you don't have a lot of, like, freedom. But in my school, when I went into middle school, you were basically treated like an adult at that point. You know, you kind of, you know, you got to leave classes, you know, switch classes. You weren't in one class all day. Things were not as on, like, such a personal basis. And I grew up going to an elementary school where my mom had ongoing relationships with, like, a lot of the teachers because she had their children. So it was something that, like, I grew up knowing so many of these teachers. So for me, it was sometimes like being taught or knowing or seeing like my mom's friends. And it was very different when I went into middle school because I truly sort of worried about like being social, having like a lot of friends. And that was about it. Like, that's what I cared about. I want to be very honest. The school that I went to, they never really like checked your homework. Like, you didn't have to like hand it in. So like no one did it. And it wasn't just me. It was other people. I was never a person, I didn't care about grades. I didn't care about homework. I didn't even care about learning. I found learning and reading and all of those things to be such a nuisance, which I think is funny because I think a lot of people that see me now and know that I like to, you know, I like to talk about politics and I like to talk about current events and I like to always learn. I think people are shocked to learn how little I took school seriously. So I do wish I took it seriously at the time when I was actually in a school building.
Like I said, a dear friend of mine said the same thing. She really wished that she had paid more attention and took it seriously.
I did take it more seriously when I was homeschooled, and the schooling, although done by my mom, was more
strict.
Tailored, though, to things that I was like, hey, you know what? I need to know this, or I want to know this.
Didn't give her a free pass. It was like, yeah. This is school. This isn't mom and you hanging out on a Saturday. This is school, and this has to get done because I did have to hand it in to her school district.
And I did also learn to, like, take more initiative with assignments and getting things done. I just got generally, like, better with that. But it is something that I look back on and I do regret.
Now, one of the things that was kind of universal, so many people said this, a lot of people I went to high school with said they took a language, which we were required to.
Yes.
A lot of us took French.
And I did.
A lot of us said, you know what? Knowing what we know now, it would have been so much more beneficial to take Spanish. And another good friend of mine said she wished she had taken computer science classes because mm-hmm. we became such a tech era. And we were lost. We didn't have that. So we were lost with that.
I think that's an
important thing. If you look back at the choices you made for schooling, sometimes if you had known what was going to be
what was going to be,
up,
right,
you would have made different choices in classes.
I took French in school also because I knew that my mom could help me with French. She took French. She took French since she was super, super young. I want everybody to know I cannot speak French. I don't speak French. I literally can say I am Canadian, which I'm not. And I can introduce myself, like say my name. I definitely think, especially with the world we live in today, I think Spanish would have been way, way better
Even if you think about it, like back then, it was still a prominent language. It just became more prominent. And for me, I don't get to use my French really at all, except with my French-Canadian friends. And I have three of them that speak
fluent French. And it is different,
right? It is somewhat different. You know, I will always ask, did I say the right thing? Did I make sense? I let them correct me.
And don't rely on Google Translate because that will fuck you so many times.
So not cool. That doesn't work. So I think that's an important thing that we wish that back in the day we knew that there were certain classes that would have been way more beneficial to us in the future. Another one of my friends said something interesting, and you could probably weigh in on this. She said, not only did she not take school seriously, she's like, I was really partier. And she's like, I even partied with some of my teachers. So look how different life is. Because if you would party with a teacher today, the teacher would be thrown out of school.
Mm-hmm.
You would be in deep trouble. But our teachers were young, and they were like our age, and like they were in our local bars, like we were. And it wasn't frowned upon because everybody was in this small community of knowing people.
It's funny because when I was in fifth grade and my school, my elementary school, I went to that elementary school kindergarten through fifth grade and then sixth and seventh grade. I was in middle school. I would have been in eighth grade in middle school, but I was homeschooled. My fifth grade elementary school teacher was younger than I am right now when she taught me.
Right.
She was like 27 years old and I was like, that's insanity.
Right. And I mean, I had teachers that when I was 16 and 17, they were like 24, 25. So they were super young, 23.
And I mean, I think back to also, I had a teacher, she was my kindergarten teacher and then she was my second grade teacher. And how young she was when I first had her.
Right.
So those things
are... And I mean, times have changed. Like, nobody looked at it like, what are you doing? Hang out with your teacher.
Right. Nobody, if you did it, like that, everyone will be in jail.
And a lot of the teachers that I knew, they were lifeguards in the summer. So we spent our days on the beach hanging out with our teachers in the summer. And I think now things, and my friend said she had told her daughter about it. Her daughter was like, what? What's wrong with you? What were you doing? And she's like, I thought about it. And I said, if my daughter came home and told me she was drinking at a bar with her teachers, I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. She goes, but I did it. So I think another aspect of part of me that I would have changed when I was younger to myself now is I would have had the guts. I wished I would have had the guts to try more things. Now, I was great with traveling. I would travel just about anywhere. But I was very much about not being daring, not doing certain things for fear. Mm-hmm. That hasn't changed. I'm still that weak duck of fear. But I do think it would have been beneficial to be a little more daring, to do things a little more daring.
For me, it wasn't this wasn't so much a me thing, but something I just generally wish for, like, my school. Now, I'm not coming down on the school in present day because I don't go to the school anymore. So no hate, and I know, I'm sure someone will, like, rat out in the, like, comments of where I went to school, which is fine, I don't hide it. But I wish that there was more sort of, like, school camaraderie, like what you see on TV. Like, more, like, Friday Night Lights. Like, that's, I wish, like, I wish there would have been that experience, because I think that would have made me so much more, like, engaged with, like, the process. There, like, my school at the time, and now keep in mind, like, I graduated from elementary school in 2001, and then went into middle school in 2001, because I graduated in June of 2001. I went to middle school in September of 2001. Mm-hmm. So, this was a long time ago. So, I definitely think my school has gotten better with it, but I wish that.
Now, see, for me, it wasn't like that. My school had a lot of sports teams.
Mm-hmm.
And our school was very supportive of our football team. We had an amazing swim team. We had a hockey team. We had a baseball team, tennis teams, volleyball, badminton, and we were the school that turned up. We not only had cheerleaders, we had boosters. So it was a big thing on a Saturday to go to a football game, Saturday night to go to a swim meet, Friday night to go to a swim meet. Those things were very big in my high school.
Yeah, see, it wasn't.
So we had that camaraderie. I cannot say that I regret the types of friends I had. Because I do think I've always had eclectic friends. I was the person that I didn't have a group. I wasn't friends with the jocks or the theater kids or the smart kids or the geeks. I had friends in all groups. My closest friends weren't very much like me, which is strange. They mm-hmm. were not really like me. But for whatever reason, those people become your closest friends. So I think one of the things a lot of people will say is they wished they found themselves maybe in a group or more open to other groups.
Now, see, for me, like, a little bit different is, and I talk about this, I've said it before, so I don't want people to think I'm repeating myself. I didn't really stay super close to a lot of people I went to elementary school with when I went into middle school. Like, maybe a handful of them. I made all new friends, and my middle school friends are still more of the people that I talk to today than my elementary school friends, because my elementary school friends did, like, a real, like, about face on me with, like, my career and everything, and that hurt me the most, because they were the ones that were, like, there from the beginning. You went to, like, all my birthday parties, and, like, we did a lot of things together, so it hurt. So I wish I would have chosen, maybe even younger, chosen different friends differently.
A lot of
especially
people say that, yeah.
There was a time where I had, like, two best friends, and I think I picked, like, the wrong one to, like, remain, like, the solo best friend, because there was, like, a falling out between all of us, and I think that I picked the wrong friend to stay friends with. I actually still do talk to, like, the other person, not the original person I picked, like, stay my best friend, because she's terrible, but I feel bad about that.
Another thing that one of the people in my class group said, he wished he had stayed and gotten involved in theater in high school. He said he has a real passion for it now, and he thinks he would have had it then, but he didn't have any confidence to be acting and getting in front of audiences. Right. But he wished he would have chosen that. So I began to think, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that in high school and college and even younger life wish that their hobbies became more of a big thing for them as opposed to something they might do. That maybe that was their career path mm-hmm. and they missed it. Or the clubs they joined. Yeah. Maybe they should have joined more clubs or gotten more community involved.
Yeah, see, I agree with that because, like my school just, like, wasn't into, like, anything. And it was weird because, like, even, like, the sports and everything were, like, half-assed.
Yeah.
Like, everything was very half-assed. And, again, this is no disrespect to the school.
Just the way it was.
It's literally been, like, 20 years since I've been in any of the school buildings.
And I always talk about the innovative high school that I went to. The class curriculums that we had, they were not your typical just English, math, science. We had elective social classes that were Stones and Bones, Man and War, things like anthropology, all these amazing courses. And we're talking about the 70s, so this is way before its time. But in addition to that, we had Boosters and we had Key Club. And we had Future Physicians of America. All these amazing clubs that she tells me all the time, they didn't have that.
Literally did not have that.
And I think that does shape you. When you get older, you realize, well, maybe I should have been in this club or that club. Sometimes I think it all comes down to one thing. And I have talked about this with probably about 30 people on the group already. It all comes down to peer pressure and confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And confidence is a funny thing. I read today that if you have confidence, not only can you do anything, you can hear anything about yourself, you can deal with anything people say to you because you don't care. You are confident in knowing who you are. And I think that I can criticize a lot of things about the younger people today. I cannot criticize their confident level. They are beyond confident, probably more confident than anybody that's an adult should be. But at young ages, they're very confident. I don't think that's true of the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I became way more confident myself when I turned like 18, 19. And I mean, obviously now I have full confidence in myself.
Right.
But I agree that
14, 15, 16-year-olds today are more confident than you and I could ever be.
I mean, I remember, like, being that person in school that, like, you know, I dressed. I showed up to go to school. And I'm talking, like, accessories, purse, like, the whole thing. But, like, I always overthought it. I always feared, like, oh, is this going to be the thing that people are going to get? I can't believe she did that.
Right.
And, like, I even had teachers sometimes that would be like, oh, look at you with those shoes and whatever. And I was like, oh, my God.
Right.
Whereas, like, now, I mean, if you watch, like, a show like Euphoria or whatever, I think they show a very accurate representation of, like, an American suburban high school.
Yeah,
like,
anything goes.
I know some people say that it doesn't seem like that's realistic, though. That's exactly realistic, like, what high school and, you know, any school is really like. But, yeah, I think of that all the time. And I remembered being, like, one of the only girls in my school that, like, carried a purse. And, like, would literally only carry, like, a book at a time. And, like, I never carried a backpack in middle school. And I remember people being like, oh, my God, like, she's so edgy. Like, how is that?
Yeah, and I just saw so many people in my group say, I wish I had the confidence in high school to do this. I wish I had had the confidence to do that. And, you know, the peer pressure of fitting in probably made us do things we shouldn't have done and really didn't want to do, but we did them anyway.
Like, see, there was a lot of peer pressure in my school, and I'm talking middle school, so keep that in mind, to drink. That's when I was first confronted with people drinking. I never drank in middle school, but I was watching, like, people that I knew and people that I went to school with, and I was like,
yeah, it's scary.
Oh, my God. Like, are you kidding? Like, put, like, alcohol in, like, their water bottles that, like, they would bring to school and, like, put on their desk.
See, and that, like, that's terrifying to me. I will tell the one funny thing that one of the people in my class said is he wished that he had more sexual experiences because they've got us beat now.
Oh, my God,
I'm sure they do. And, you know, it was just meant to be funny. But I think what we come away from this is no matter what we are, we're always going to be ourselves at the core. And we can wish for a lot of things to be different than they were and that they are. But we will only go so far even with those. So I think even with Absolutely. Wishing we had done this or wishing we had done that, at our core, we are who we are. And we will change and we will grow and we will process and we will gain more confidence and lose friends and gain friends. But at our core, we remain who we are.
Sorry for the coughing. I don't have COVID, by the way.
I don't either, but I have a very dry throat when I speak.
I did. I just had like a tickle in my throat. And I spoke like a ton last night, and I talk a lot in general. Right. But I do believe that. I think, you know, inevitably we became who we became, and for whatever reason, that's what we took away from high school or middle school or even college in some situations. I think, though, it is a good thing to be able to look back and reflect on, like, hey, you know what? I wish I would have done this differently. There's right. there's never any shame in that.
It's not regret. It's just, if I only knew what I knew now, but apparently we're not supposed to because this is what happens.
Right, this is our lives.
This is a good prelude to a segment we're going to be adding.
Yes.
We're going to be adding a segment called Throwback Tuesday. And not Throwback Thursday, Throwback Tuesday.
Throwback
Tuesday.
We want to
be a little different. Where we're going to pick a part of our lives, whether we were 5 or 15 or I was 50, and say what was going on in that year. And we're even going to allow you guys to pick a year mm-hmm. that you want to tell us about. So it's going to be interactive. And we're going to throw back to what was going on then. What was the dress? What was the music? What was the lifestyle? What was new? What was in? What was trendy? What was out? And we just thought this would be a fun segment to add for a little bit to break up the monotony of podcasts and just in general.
Yeah, but I really do think that that's going to be fun because I think it's so funny when, you know, you talk to people today that are, like, a considerable amount younger than me, and they're like, oh, my God, what was life like in, like, the 90s? I'm like, oh, I was born in 1990. And people are like, oh, what was it like? And, I mean, it's really not that different. And, I mean, living through, like, all of the 90s and then, like, the early 2000s, the 2010s, and now, like, the 2020s, which is, like, insane. Sometimes, like, it doesn't hit you how old you are until you start doing shit like that, and you're like,
or you know what will
Holy
happen?
Shit.
You'll see something about a movie, and you're like, this movie came out 32 years ago. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. I remember, like, 2 years ago, or 2 or 3 years ago, it was the 25th anniversary, I think, of Hocus Pocus, or, like, the 20th. Don't kill me for that. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
that's
scary.
Insanity. But, yeah. So we hope you'll join us. I will definitely, like, tweet out or post out when we are going to do, like, our Throwback Tuesday. So please subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts. We post new episodes all the time. Also, make sure to connect with both of us on social media. Until next time, everyone.
Go back in time. What would you have liked to do? What do you wish you hadn't done? It's a fun place to visit. And while you're doing it, remember to stay cozy.